In the relatively quiet village of Akron, about 25 miles northeast of Buffalo, a sweet aroma's wafting through the air outside Ford Gum and Machinery. Stepping inside, the classic-looking 100-year-old factory is like entering a museum. Old advertising posters line the walls up the stairs to the second-floor office, where it's dead quiet. But with a variety of machines in the waiting area, visitors can get right down to business. President George Stege says the company got its start about 1913 when Ford Mason, a 20-year-old roofer in Buffalo, started leasing gumball machines for extra money during winter. But Stege says Mason found the leased machines didn't hold up.
And so he envisioned that if he could build a better mousetrap, or in this case a better gumball machine, that would be his way to a fortune.
A floor-to-ceiling display case in the office is filled with the machines Ford made over the years. The first one was patented in 1916.
But he discovered at a very early time that the real money in gum is not in the machines because they last too long if they're built right. The real money is gum because you have to constantly replenish it. So he actually started making gum as well as gumball machines.
They became a staple in businesses coast to coast, and at one time more than 500,000 Ford gumball machines were in service nationwide. Now outside contractors make the machines, and the focus is on gum, and lots of it. In fact, the plant runs 3 shifts a day, 5 days a week, producing nearly 22,000 pounds of gum every day.
Well, it certainly smells like we're in the right place.
Cinnamon. I believe it's a cinnamon, yes.
Mark Wagner, director of operations, says they make about 100 different flavors.
After a while, your senses become desensitized to the smell.
Wagner says about 20 ingredients go into making the center of a gumball.
The center has to be correct. Otherwise, it won't carry the flavor, it'll collapse, it'll be too soft, it'll be too hard. So the consistency of the batch leading into the forming process is one of the most important aspects.
After they're formed, gumballs have to cure for several hours before going into big mixing cylinders for several coatings of sweeteners, flavors, coloring, and polish for added crunch.
It's a combination of automated machinery that forms the gumball, but the process of finishing that gumball I classify as a craft, where the people that do the coating have been doing the job for a long time, and they've mastered exactly how much sugar to add, how much flavoring to add, how much coloring to add.
The whole process takes about 48 hours start to finish. Back up in the office, Stege says when he joined the company in 1980, there were about 6 U.S.-based gumball makers, but a Depression-era subsidy that continues jacking up sugar prices for Americans has taken its toll.
Because it's cheaper to produce gumballs because of their reliance on sugar in a foreign country, two of them moved up to Canada.
Chief Financial Officer John Canelli says the vending business has been dwindling over the past 5 to 10 years. So Canelli says they've gone from just selling gumballs in bulk to making several products for retail.
Mainly with the Big Lee Chewin' and different variations of that. We do Big Lee Chewin' and the gusset bags as well, you know, the originals, the shredded style. And then we have other brands that we have licenses for, like Smarties.
Their packaged goods are now sold in 15 to 20 countries around the world. But Stege says online shopping is changing buying habits in the U.S., and he's not sure how much longer they'll be selling gumballs in bulk.
There are very few people that woke up this morning and said, I got to buy a gumball and a gumball machine.
Despite the challenges, Stege's confident about Ford Gum's future.
Because we were able to evolve and get involved in other businesses, and we were able to adapt to a changing economy and adapt to what the consumer wants. I think the other two parts of our business, retail sales, and that's where Big League Chew comes in, that's our biggest division. And then we also do private label. We are the only private label gum company in the United States as well. And I think that these divisions is what will sustain us in the future.
And it could be a bright one. According to the latest research report from iMark, the chewing gum segment's anticipated to grow over the next 5 years by $4 billion worldwide. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.